When Sharia law is mentioned, those who are not followers assume that it's a part of Islamic faith and treat it as a religious tenet. That ignorance by the non-followers further empowers the followers to commit the acts of violence against women that they believe are justified under Sharia law. My next guest joins us to detail just how extreme this violence is and how this so-called belief system is created. He's a native of Iran who became that country's top attorney. His book is Honor Killing, A Professional's Guide to Sexual Relations and Gay Violence from Islamic Sources. We say good morning to Daniel Ekbari. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me on.
And Daniel's website is the obvious, Daniel Ekbari. We have it linked up at our website, akbari.com. Find out more about his writings, his work, and the awareness that he raises about. Well, when we say what is labeled by Islamic followers as honor killings, give us an example of what is involved in an honor killing.
First, to give an example, we have to look at before the whole world, football means soccer. Before Americans, football is what we see as football, right?
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys or others. So that's the difference between honor before Americans and honor before Muslims. So honor is totally different. What they know is if a woman does not follow Sharia rules for dress and conduct, has violated man's honor, which is called gayra, based on Islamic sources. So what we have here is we have to forget about Americans' understanding of honor when it comes to honor killing. That's why we had a judge in Arizona that said there is no honor in killing your daughter, because Americans' understanding of honor is totally different than what we have as gayra, which is Islamic honor.
And gayra violence is not just the honor killings. Much like with domestic violence, there's various levels of abusive behavior and even torture where the woman does not die. But at one point, I can imagine many of these women either wish they would be killed or sometimes might maybe even kill themselves.
Right. But the difference between domestic violence and gayra violence is that the factors are much broader. For example, nobody in the West kills his daughter for dressing like, for example, having a short skirt or having a swimsuit or does not cover her hair. But in Islam, those factors are hundreds or thousands of times much broader. That's why that type of domestic violence, which we call gayra violence, is totally different than Americans' domestic violence as we see here.
Are there elements of Islamic law or the Quran that plants these ideas or serve as a foundation for these ideas to be enacted the way that they are by followers?
Yes. Based on the Quran, the most important Islamic sources, and based on Hadith, the second most important, all of these acts are justified. Pre-arranged marriage are justified. Child marriage, marital or spousal rape, everything that we see here in the United States among kind of diaspora Islamic enclave communities or diaspora communities, all these things are justified and have sources in the Quran and Hadith. Those who follow it perfectly or fundamentally, those are what we see these problems with. That does not apply to everybody who is so-called Muslim. That applies to people who follow Islam, kind of.
So I'm thinking back to the uprisings in Iran a couple of years ago, and forgive me for not remembering the woman's name, but she became the figurehead for those speaking out against the radical Islamic leadership, and she just wasn't arrested or put down. She was mutilated and killed publicly.
Yes, genital mutilation, for example, has a base in Islam. Muhammad said five things are just insane, and people have to know it by nature. One of them is, for example, they say shaving armpit, or the other one is khatan, which is genital mutilation. They say we have to have a girl circumcised to reduce the tendency to go towards empower her sexual desire. That's the reason that do the genital mutilation against girls, to reduce that tendency for sexual conduct.
Daniel Ekbari, he was an attorney in Iran, their top attorney by All rankings arranged at the U.S. in that country. His book is Honor Killing, A Professional's Guide to Sexual Relations and Gayra Violence from Islamic Sources. DanielAkbari.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is this practice something that is approved, looked upon as part of the package of those who follow Islam and who are Muslims, or are there factions, much like with many religions, where you have the Orthodox, the conservative, the liberal, the New Testament, Old Testament? I mean, is this a blanket practice accepted, even if some do it by holding their nose within Islam?
There are about 50% of so-called Muslims who are not Muslim based on Islamic belief. They do not even believe in the basic tenets. So we go to the second half, the other 50% who are Muslim. If they follow the Quran and Hadith, they are called extremist radical. But we call them fundamentalists. They, those who take their religion serious. So we might see somebody who calls Islamists. Those Islamists are true believers, true followers of Islam, and they see jihad and following Sharia are integral parts of Islam, and they take it serious and follow it. And I think somebody who does not believe in Islam should not blame such a person and say this person is not a Muslim. For example, Al-Qaeda, they are not Muslim. ISIS, they are not Muslim. No, they are fundamentalists and true followers. Me, as a person who, for example, does not follow Islam, do not have the right to say those people are not Muslim, those who take Islam seriously.
When we talk about honor killings, too, this isn't something that happens simply overseas. Stories more recently in Phoenix and in Houston. A couple of years ago, there was a local cable TV operator in New York State who beheaded his wife under the idea of honor killing because of her, in his eyes at least, misbehavior. So this is this happens domestically.
Yeah, the interesting thing with that case is that the person had a radio to promote moderate Islam and say how nice Islam is, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And those people who behead or kill their daughters, they are extremists. And that person beheaded his wife himself.
With this so ingrained in that percentage of the of that faith's population, what hope is there? I mean, we're talking not just generations, we're talking millennium of ingrained indoctrination and handing it off from one generation to the other. So what hope is there for sanity to come out and put this violence against innocent women down?
The solution to me is to disarm organizations that promote such a thing. We have to break that wall that Islamic community has unofficially has made around itself and separated itself from the community. We have to promote assimilation. We have to ask them to assimilate the culture, to get the culture, not to stay in their own way of life and just live here, but separately from inside, have the hard attachment to Islam and against West. Just live here. That is wrong. We have to promote assimilation. We have to make them, hey, you have come here to the United States. You have to become American. That's multiculturalism in a broad way is destructive.
Or, you know, most people's understanding of assimilation is the smaller becomes a part of the larger, as opposed to the larger giving up their tenets in order to make the smaller feel comfortable.
That's right. That multiculturalism is promoting such a view among Muslims that they can promote Sharia law here and destroy the culture. No, this is wrong. If you have come here, you have to follow the law of the land and stop just trying to fight to establish Sharia law in the United States and have your own law in this land. If you want Sharia law, you have to go back to your own country.
Or, unfortunately, you can go to Paris or London where they have basically what are called no-go zones because Sharia law has taken over sections of very large cities and smaller communities, which we've talked about frequently here on the show. His book, Daniel Akbari's book, Honor Killing, A Professional's Guide to Sexual Relations and Gayra Violence from Islamic Sources. It will give you greater awareness of what too many are excusing or turning a blind eye to for whatever the reasons happen to be. And that just means it's opening the door for a lot more victims. But Daniel does write a wake-up call and provide solutions and a path to sanity and to just what's fair. And I think that's the only thing one has the right to ask for. And certainly these women are being denied that under Sharia law and the radical elements of Islam. Honor Killing, Professional's Guide to Sexual Relations and Gay Rape Violence from Islamic Sources. DanielAkbari.com on the web. Daniel, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.